The Hollywood actors' strike has now reached 100 days, and that leaves TV fans asking, why hasn't a deal been reached, and what's next? TV Guide senior critic and writer Matt Rausch joined WTOP's Dick Giuliano with an update on the strike, as well as some other things to watch in the meantime.
Well, I wish there was something to really report, but after the studios walked away from negotiations more than a week ago, they're still at a stalemate. I think the actors want to get back in the room with them and try to nail down some of the things that the studios say are basically non-starters, including some kind of a revenue share with the streamer. And, you know, it's streaming that really changed everything and changed the economics of how people are working with shorter seasons, fewer seasons, things like that. And so they're looking for, you know, more residuals and all of that. So until they can get back to the table, then the industry is still paralyzed. So those who are, you know, looking for, who still watch like linear television and want their network shows to come back, that's not going to happen until early New Year, maybe even later than that, because the writers are back at work maybe. And so when the actors can get back, they'll have something to read, but it's still going to take some time to get shows up and running. So it really is still a real mess in terms of TV and even in big movies. You know, movies are changing their launch dates into the next year, and they're really trying to figure out what to do when the pipeline of product is shut down for so long.
Well, in the meantime, listeners who may have been captivated by the 2020 Netflix documentary My Octopus Teacher, a diver establishing a surprising relationship with an octopus, tell us about Nature TV's latest venture underwater.
Yeah, I love this. Nature, the series on PBS, which has been on for like 40 plus years, a year ago or so, they did a series called Spy in the Wild, but now they're going Spy in the Ocean. And what they do here is that they work with scientists to create these animatronic animals, in this case, marine creatures, and these animatronic robots basically go into these communities and they live among the real fish or what have you. In this case, there's going to be octopus, as you said, also shark and the dolphin. These are all fake creatures, but the cameras are embedded inside these things, and you really get a sense of what life is like underwater in a way that you wouldn't by having cameramen down there and maybe changing the equation of things. So it's very immersive nature television, let's put it that way, but it's a pretty cool idea. And so that begins on Nature on Wednesday, and that's going to run for several weeks. That's kind of cool.
That is TV Guide's Matt Rausch.